Danger Zone America. I'm Zach Nanimus.
I'm Johnny Dim.
I'm Amanda Lepree.
I'm Emily Thompson.
And you have once again found yourself in the middle of a very special Warlocks interview.
Ah! Yay!
Yeah!
Tonight, we are going to be doing a little quick spot with two of the band members of the Descendants of Erdrick.
Yeah!
I said it right!
I got it, but I'm also excited that you got the name right!
I think we should end on a high note. Just go home.
We can't lose now.
Okay, so you guys are part of Defenders of Erdrick.
No!
You guys are part of Damocles of Erdrick.
There you go. You're getting closer.
Emily and Amanda Lamprey.
Lamprey!
And you're actually going to be playing at Comicpalooza, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for our fans who may not have heard of you, don't know what you're all about, just give us your slate. Tell us what you do.
All right. We are from Austin. We do progressive metal renditions of songs from video games, specifically Super Nintendo era, some NES, some PlayStation, trying to expand out a little bit, but mostly Super Nintendo because it's kind of the best.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, so obviously you do it as a preference, but what made you come to the decision to focus on the Super NES?
By accident, because I realized that the majority of our set list was all Super Nintendo one day, and I was just looking through our songs, like, well, we got Super Castlevania 4, we got ActRaiser, Super Mario RPG, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past. Oh, wait, hey. These are all Super Nintendo games. Awesome!
It probably has to do mostly with gaming preferences when you were younger.
When we were all kids. Yeah. We had
a Super Nintendo.
Yep.
Very good.
So when you're pitching a new idea to the rest of the group, has Sega become taboo, for example?
Well, not really. I'm not super familiar with Sega personally. Our other guitarist, Glenn, he is actually England, and they apparently didn't get a whole lot of Nintendo over there. They got a lot of Sega. So he likes Sega. We were thinking about doing some other crazy stuff like
that,
Metal Gear Solid series or something at some point. Who knows?
That would be absolutely amazing. It makes sense.
I'm excited for that eventually.
Actually, yeah. Would you guys consider using vocals for a rendition of Snake Eater?
Oh, Snake Eater, such a good song.
I know.
That can be I think that can be done.
Yeah. Totally.
we actually recently did a Let's Play of what is it? Help me out. Dreamcast.
This is Spinal Tap.
Nah, damn it, Zach. Damn it, no.
Jet Set Radio?
Jet Set Radio.
Oh. And,
yeah, because at first I was thinking you should sneak in some Dreamcast in there, but I was like, I couldn't think of any audio stuff, but actually the music on that game is pretty funky. It'd be actually kind of cool.
I've never played it. The only Dreamcast game I played was Phantasy Star Online.
Yeah.
Man, that game was so fun. I think there's a way you can download it for your PC now and just, you know, play it for free or whatever. But
I never touched the stuff.
Yeah, I didn't either.
It was ridiculous, and then Sega didn't monitor the people trying to hack into their system, so people would go in there and like corrupt other people's games, and it was just basically like the Wild West out in the internet land of Dreamcast.
People using
and then
Bitcoin.
The Dreamcast died.
Yeah, well, yeah, because security was never their highest priority. Because now you can actually burn CDs and copy, and piracy is rampant with that thing. I have a collection of pirated Dreamcast games I bought from somebody.
Me too.
It's ridiculous.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
That's what you want to broadcast over the internet.
Oh, yeah, like Sega's going to come after me now?
It was like right around the same time as Napster. You know, it was like around the same time of, the internet is great. We can get all the stuff for free.
Yeah, let's share everything.
And there's no consequences. There's no way Metallica's going to come after us.
Yeah.
You know, the funniest thing is that I am a huge Metallica fan, and as soon as I discovered Napster, the first thing I did was download a Metallica song. Just to be funny, and also because I like Metallica.
it's really funny because we've done this before, and I wrote up, I'm not going to do it right now. I just wanted to say, I write 10 quick fire questions, and you're like answering them all before I even get to them. No, it's not your fault. You didn't know. Okay. I'm still going to ask them. It was just, interesting.
I'm going to point out that they didn't know, but they should have known.
There you go.
All right. I had a quick question for you guys. What are some of your favorite soundtracks from video games that you haven't attempted to cover yet?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. Yeah, I was going to say Final Fantasy VII. Well, I'm actually staring at it right now. Final Fantasy VIII, which most people don't like that game, but I like it. I have a soft spot for it, and the soundtrack is really good. Mm-hmm. Another one I haven't covered yet, Super Metroid.
With the one with Ness. What was that? Earthbound.
Earthbound.
We haven't done an Earthbound cover.
Let's see. What's another one? Iron Sword, Wizards and Warriors 2. So we're actually sitting in my living room with a bunch of games all over. Looking at the wall, looking at stuff, like, well, oh yeah, I like that game. Yeah, that game's got some good music. What about you?
So you're just looking around the room, deciding.
Yeah, I'm actually looking around the room. And I'm like,
a wall of video games in front of us.
Adventures of Desk Lamp.
have you ever been sitting down in front of a, like, just playing a video game, and it had that aha moment, like, this needs to be.
Oh yeah.
I need to cover this.
Faster than I can actually arrange the music.
Yeah.
That always happens. Like, Emily was playing through Super Metroid a couple of months ago, and I kept walking into the room. She lives here as well. Mm-hmm. Actually, 3 out of 5 band members, we're all roommates. It's great. The other, the third one is actually at another band practice right now for another band. But
so professional.
yeah, she was playing through Super Metroid. I walked by to the kitchen, and I was just like, oh my god! I have so many ideas, but it's.
I think the exact words as you were walking by was, "It's Metroid."
Yeah.
Flip side of that coin, and it doesn't have to be because you just hate this song, but is there anything that you feel that wouldn't be right for the band, that maybe you like or dislike or whatever? I don't care.
Well, like, I really like the Donkey Kong Country series. And,
yeah.
All that music is great, but it's like, I think in our, the way that our band is set up, it probably wouldn't be
the best. We could do, like,
the slow.
Oh, yeah, like the snow level and.
Oh, yeah.
But we couldn't get really jazzy with it, which is my favorite part.
Or maybe Gangplank Galleon would be great.
Oh, no, sorry. Wait, sorry, Emily.
Yes.
We had a lot of digital buffeting as soon as you started talking about the snow level. Could you guys repeat everything that you said about the snow level in Donkey Kong?
Basically, we could do the really slow and cool. Well, the
ambient stuff, like the aquatic song and the snow level song.
Or the forest, whatever forest one that is.
Oh, but forest music is great in every game.
Yeah, totally. all the ambient stuff would be perfect, but like the stuff that I really like from Donkey Kong Country, which is just a personal thing, is just the jazzy stuff, which wouldn't really translate very well to our group arrangement.
You don't think you could do bonus level?
I don't know.
Now I feel like we're being challenged.
Yeah.
Like, now we can't do it.
Yeah.
At this point, I think, like, well, I don't know, Emily. Maybe we should just do it.
Maybe we should never not do anything. Maybe we should just do everything.
I bet you Jim would love
some
jazzy
would.
Stuff. We have a drummer who, he's basically fluent in every style of music, so you give him something jazzy, he likes it. You give him something metal, he likes it. He can just do everything, so we just change it up just for him.
Nice.
He's the Mikey of music.
Yeah.
That was a dated reference. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, I understand you had questions.
I do have some questions. Are you prompting me to do my 10 questions, or are we not ready for that yet?
No, we're not ready at all.
Okay. Wait,
we're not what? Ready emotionally.
Oh, emotionally?
Yeah.
Zach was asking me, actually, if you guys only do video game music, and I wasn't sure, so I thought I'd just ask you guys. Do you only do video game music, or is there any other covers or any original music that you do?
Well, yes, this band only does video game music. It's structured as a video game music tribute band.
Okay.
The only exception that we've made so far was when we played a show here in Austin, and I was already laughing, where we, there was a venue we played that's attached to a movie theater, and the theater was showing Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So, and we played right after the showing, so we did the song from Scott Pilgrim.
Ooh, which one? What'd you awesome. Do?
It was made to just fall apart. So yeah, it started as a song, and then about 20 seconds in, it just fell apart.
Yeah.
But yeah, on a more serious note, I have been doing original music since I was about 17, I guess.
Very cool.
I started as a solo artist writing original music about video games. Not always about video games, but a few songs would be. And then just as a side project for fun, I thought, oh, hey, I'm going to put together a band that only does video game songs.
Nice.
So, yeah. And then, so Emily's in a couple of bands as well.
Yeah, we're all doing other stuff besides Descendants of Erdrick. But, yeah, like, I'm in a band that's actually in Dallas. It's called Blank Men. We do, like, synth punk and... there's the bassist who's not here, who's at rehearsal elsewhere, is in another metal band called Immortal Guardian, and we've all got other stuff going on, but we keep it all to the video game tribute while we're in.
Very, very cool. I also found out about you guys just by searching a little bit, is that you guys were actually featured in your own video game.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that was from many years ago. We knew a guy... named Billy Gerritsen, who designed this game called Battle Legend Infinity.
Mm-hmm. It's
a very, very good RPG title of a game.
Yeah.
And so that was back in 2011.
I've heard
And
of
that
this.
Was actually with different band members at the time. I'm okay. The only original member of Descendants of Erdrick.
Okay.
And that was basically an iOS and Android game that was... structured like an RPG, but it didn't really have the RPG elements as far as like adventure or maps. It was just like battles.
Okay.
RPG style battles, and then that was it. So that was a little game that came out at the time.
That's
very
cool.
Didn't
even know that.
She's just like, what?
My mind is blown. That's so cool.
That's awesome.
Considering that Emily didn't know that, is there like a secret lore to the original members that you purposefully hide?
Okay. That's, hold on.
So one little piece of knowledge, in 2009, I got together with a friend of mine named Chris, and he played bass, and I played guitar, and we met a keyboard player named Nathan. Nathan had a couple of practices with us. We learned like 3 songs, and we were going to play our very first show ever at Game Over Video Games here in Austin.
Cool. Yep.
And a week before the show, Nathan quit. So we had a member briefly for 2 weeks, and then he quit before he played a show. So that was one of the original members of Descendants of Earth before the band was even a band.
It's a flaky member.
Yeah, see,
Member.
Sorry, names, Nathan. Wherever you are.
My first thought when Zach said something about the what may be hidden, you know, in the past of the band,
yeah,
is that was a gateway for me to like, well, that's the next video game. You call it the Origins of Erdrick, and you take the current members and you put them in the game, and they have to go and find out the, you know, they have to dig into the past a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah. Oh man, and you could structure the bosses as each band member, so you could come up against the keyboardist, and his main weakness is scheduling.
That's it right there. Gold.
Perfect.
Solid gold.
We only want 20%. That's it. Okay. Well, if you're emotionally ready now, Zach, I can go ahead and do the 10 questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the way we've only done this once before. I kind of like it. It's kind of fun. It's kind of silly. But I'm actually going to quick fire 10 questions. Now that there's two of you, you should probably decide now if it's going to be both of you answering questions. If you're going to alternate, or you just want one to answer questions.
We'll alternate. Just okay. Whatever they are. Yeah. One. Okay. Just back and forth.
All right.
Okay. Now here's the catch. If you cannot answer within 3 seconds, I get to decide the answer to your question and read it into the record.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Now, some of these sound stupid now that I know more about you, but here we go. First one. Nintendo or Sega?
Nintendo.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Sonic or Mario?
Mario.
Metallica or U2?
Metallica.
Yeah!
Trigun or Cowboy Bebop?
I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, no, say Cowboy Bebop!
Trigun?
No!
No.
They're both good. We like both of them.
All right.
Nope.
Zach, answer.
Ronin Warriors.
All right. Shaq Fu or Michael Jordan, Chaos in the Windy City?
Shaq Fu.
Guitar Hero or Rock Band?
Guitar Hero.
Microsoft or iTunes? I meant to say Apple. That was stupid. Microsoft or Apple?
We'll go with iTunes.
Good choice.
Correct.
Good choice. Favorite brand of guitar?
Oh, shit. Martin.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take blank.
This?
Not bad. All right. Well, I guess that makes more sense. I should have said, if it's dangerous and you need to go alone, what should you take? That makes more sense.
Yeah, because the fill in the blank just kind of blew my mind a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I realized that. Yeah, that.
The sad thing about the guitar question was that I couldn't remember what kind of guitar I'm currently playing because I just bought a new one. So I went with my favorite acoustic guitar.
let's do that last question again because I wanted to see what you guys would put in there. So, if it's dangerous and you have to go alone, what would you take?
Probably a ribbon.
Ribbon.
I mean, it prevents all
everything. All of them.
All the ailments. Yeah. All the status ailments.
Yeah, they're important, especially when you're going into a boss battle.
There you go.
I would like to amend it slightly. That is a ribbon dancer. It writes on the walls. It goes up and then it falls. Just wanted to let everybody know.
What?
Either way. You guys don't know, you know about the ribbon dancer?
I don't.
No. Oh,
it's an Olympic event.
Oh, yeah. About that.
Ribbon dancing.
With the, they also throw that ball in the air and stuff too. What is it? Rhythmic gymnastics.
I think that's Ultimate Air Dogs.
Rhythmic.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
Rhythmic. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Yeah. There's
a lot of weird Olympic events. They should just get rid of them all.
We'll strike that from the record. Apparently, my experiences aren't universal. Apparently, you guys didn't have a lot of ribbon dancing in your house.
Nope.
I don't know how that's my fault.
All right.
Either way, once again, for people who may not have been exposed to you yet, how do I find your stuff online?
Okay.
Or in general?
It's called Descendants of Erdrick. It's a lot to spell, so do your best in Google if you can't figure out how to spell it. Descendants of
Erdrick.com
or our new album, Advent. It's a tribute to adventure RPG music. It's at descendantsofErdrick.bandcamp.com.
And what day and time are you playing at Comicpalooza?
We are playing on Saturday, May 23rd at 8:45.
Sweet.
Very cool. Hey, thanks a lot for coming out. We really enjoyed having you on the show. And now I think it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.